Sneaking a task force into a system with a single mapped jump point had taken considerable tricky navigation, especially since they knew few details of the defensive layout. Esme, as Shrike's executive officer, had checked and double-checked every one of the short FTL hops that had brought them into the system via the jump point in another nearby. Nearby in stellar terms. But it had been a difficult period. Some of the jumps had required flux levels well above those recommended. Once in the system, micro-jumps with low relative V insertion had hopped them in, apparently without detection, until they were positioned to observe the escape. For days now, they had hung, unnoticed, well above the ecliptic, monitoring all transmissions from the planet. Far out, the rest of the task force waited in case of need, trading hours of scan lag for obscurity. Shrike had acquired several specialist crew, who, according to Admiral Serrano, would enhance their chances if anything went wrong. This included Kutsudis at scan, and warrant officers Oblo Vesishuan and Methlin Mahari, all three of whom had worked with Brunn before. Esme, watching Kutsudis's enhanced scan at work, helped map everything it picked up. At present, the enemy warships in system included four lightweights in classic tetragonal array around the planet, about half a light second out, and another lightweight docked at the orbital station. Of the lightweights, three were escort size and two patrol size. 3 light minutes out, something that massed like a half-sized cruiser seemed to represent the enemy's idea of a forward defensive force. All these had their weapon systems live, a careless convenience that made it easy for Kutsudis to analyze them. Word on the extraction had been mixed. The Guernsey agent in place had sent off a signal at the agreed frequency, but with cows instead of cow, and mention of a price increase. The plan had not included bringing the babies. What could the plural mean? Had there been another woman with Brunn? That could be disastrous. Pursuit might follow more quickly, or the other woman might resist. Esme wondered if the second person could be the older girl from the Merchanter. Kutsudis, listening in on transmissions, picked up something about Ranger Bowie's patience having disappeared, and more about a search underway for the Abomination.
They know she's gone. I hope she got clean away.
That's probably why Ranger Bowie's patience is gone. He captured her.
Maybe.
When Kutsudis acquired the shuttle signal hours later, the tension increased again. Esme felt she could hardly breathe. Now, on the scan screens, the bright dot moved out and out, coming ever nearer. If the plan worked perfectly, in a day or so they would rendezvous with the little craft, take Brunn aboard, and jump out system before the enemy realized they had been there. Then, with Brunn safe, the rest of the task force would have time to blockade the planet and start negotiating the return of the other prisoners. If the plan didn't work, a cascade of contingency plans devolved from any point of discovery.
Go get some food, people. It's gonna be a long wait. Sweeza, that means you too. Go eat, then sleep. Be back in 4 hours.
Esme tore herself away from the screens and found she could actually down a full meal. She had skipped a couple without even noticing. She knew she should sleep, but she lay on her bunk, not sleeping, thinking of Baron over on Jurfalcon, of Lord Thornbuckle back at Sector, of the remarkable Professor Meyerson. The alarm woke her, and she rolled off her bunk, smoothed her hair, much easier these days, and headed for the bridge. There, she found a grim mood, unlike that earlier. Kutsudis bent over the scan.
That son of a bitch has sold him out. He's cut out the in-system drive, put him on a zero-G ballistic for that militia ship.
The enemy ships were still holding their tetragonal formation.
What are our options?
We can micro-jump between them and the warship, but the backwash might get him. Stuff I'm getting is a minute old. We aren't sure where they are.
It's worth a try.
Kutsudis held up a hand.
Wait! Hot. Damn, she wasn't fooled.
What's
there? I can't get focus on the cabin good enough, but there's something going on. What? There's 3 people in there, not 2.
Rotation!
Kutsudis glanced at his screen.
You're right, Atten. Let's see.
But they all saw that the shuttle's icon had come alight with the cone that meant acceleration. The cone lengthened, then lengthened again, vectoring away from the planet past the warship.
Gotta be Brunn. She's remembered to run past him. Come on, girl, knock it to the wall.
Moment by moment, the cone lengthened, an arrow angled away from the planet toward the distant freedom of deep space. But the little ship was deep in the gravity well, and the warship had the high ground.
Weapons discharge!
The shuttle was still in easy missile range of the warship. But just before the plotted course intersected, the cone lengthened again.
That girl's born to win. She sucked that out of him like a pro. Of course, their systems are optimized to hit big, slow things. Notice it didn't blow where it should have. They didn't change the arming options. I hope she figures that out. They'd have to be lucky.
Another enemy ship on the chase! Intersecting, more weapons discharges!
The second ship, one of the patrol class, had left its station on the tetragonal array and boosted to intercept.
Come on, girl, do something!
The cone shifted shape, its tip changing direction, the colors fragmenting and reforming.
Damn it, not that!
She's trying to dodge! She can't make it that way. It gives them time to get into position.
It might work, if they don't think to reset their targeting options, if they don't get a lucky hit. But she'd do better to run this way if she knew we were here.
Esme watched the displays, her heart pounding. She could imagine herself in Brunn's place. Every move Brunn made was one she would have made, again and again.
She's heading back. Is she gonna try to land on the planet?
No. She's heading for the orbital stuff.
You think so? Well, what makes you think that, Lieutenant?
It's her style. She'd have tried to jump, and something prevented her. That ship should have jump engines, but maybe they're not working. Failing that, a straight run would make her an easy target, so she dodged about. But that uses fuel, so she's looking for cover.
It's a lot of thinking for someone just hauled out of prison.
She wouldn't panic. She's smart, brave, and a risk-taker.
That's the truth. She's in real trouble here. Unless she's planning to toss herself out the door in a pea suit and hope they shoot the shuttle down. And there's still two live ones in the shuttle. She brought someone with her.
If they have multiple pea suits, she'll probably try that. But given what we know about these people, I doubt there are pea suits for all of them aboard. We should micro-jump in closer.
And tell their system we're here? Before the rest of the task force comes in? I thought you were the one who said one woman wasn't worth a war.
When there was a chance to get her out without one, no. In present circumstances, when a covert extrication has gone sour, it's the only way to get close enough to do her any good.
Captain Solis gave her a long look.
You would risk the entire operation?
Micro-jump to within 15 seconds, Scandalay, yes, sir, I would. Give them something else to think about. They know she was intended to meet something. They don't know what.
They don't know for sure it was in the system.
If the pilot turned, he'd have told them everything up to the recognition codes. They know someone's waiting for her. We might as well show something. Any delay can help her. And we can maneuver sufficiently for the integrity of this ship.
Sweeza, that sounds a lot more like the hero of Xavier.
He turned to the communications officer.
Give me a tight beam, and load a compressed summary of scan. We'll also drop a beacon. 30 seconds to jump, people.
Shrike popped out of its micro-jump at low relative system velocity, and the scans cleared.
Total blackout, 2 minutes 45 seconds.
Scan lit with the shuttle's beacon and the others. Three escort-size warships, two patrol-size, something that massed like a half-size cruiser, and a clutter of small craft. All blazed with live weapons warning icons.
They'll acquire us in a second or so, and we should be picking up active scan signals shortly. There.
The warship's icons all showed acceleration cones. Those already under boost had the skewed cones of ships changing direction. The skewed cones lengthened as those ships pulled away from their pursuit to redirect their attention to the newcomer.
Looks like we're sucking them off the shuttle.
The shuttle's position had moved. It was clear now that it was running back toward the planet, with rapid changes of acceleration to make it a difficult target. The screens blinked as the SAR kinked in a tiny micro-jump, then cleared again. The enemy icons responded more slowly this time. Good. Anything to confuse them, distract them. Another jink, to within a half second, and then another. A distant explosion, where one of the enemy had released a missile at more than maximum range to detonate uselessly. It was low enough now to be in the orbital trash. It disappeared around the far side of the planet from them. Long minutes passed while they waited, jinking in random sequence micro-jumps to keep the enemy guessing. If Brunn had slowed enough, it would be another hour and a half before the icon reappeared. Too soon, they saw it again, now moving rapidly in a suicidal dive for the surface.
They'll burn up on the first pass going like that. What the hell is that girl thinking of? Did she lose control of the ship?
Maybe she doesn't have enough fuel for a proper descent. Maybe she'd rather burn...
Esme could feel her heart pounding. She knew without question what Brunn had done.
She's not in the ship.
What, do you think it's flying itself? You're the one who said they probably didn't have pea suits. They couldn't have spaced themselves.
Unless they found something with pea suits. Or an air supply. If they did, I can see Brun sending the shuttle off as a decoy.
The only active station, the only thing up here with air and pea suits, is the main station where Elias Madero is docked. I can guarantee they didn't dock there. Leaving aside the fact that if they did, they'd have been captured because it's occupied.
Uh-oh.
They turned. The militia ships had not waited to see if the shuttle would burn. From safely outside the danger zone, they'd sent missiles in pursuit, and a dying flare of the screen showed that they'd hit it.